You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. Ten on a Tuesday. Happy Thanksgiving to everybody. Jennifer, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving. I know this year is flying by.
What are you doing for Thanksgiving? Are you cooking? Are you?
I'm assisting. I assist my mom with the cooking.
Really?
Yeah, no, she's the pro, so I'm kind of like her sous chef. I just sort of help with the prep work and that sort of thing, so she's definitely... She can handle her own.
Your mom can. So are you guys flying? Are you guys traveling for Thanksgiving?
No, staying here. Oh. No, we're staying here. Yeah, definitely. Enjoying California at this time of year.
So your parents live out here now?
Yeah, they actually live with me. Yeah, they had moved out here back in 2006 when we got back from the East Coast. Mario had convinced them to come out here, you know, help with the kids, because we knew he was deploying again right away. So they moved out here in 2006. So very, very lucky, very grateful that they did.
Wow. Came out to take care of their baby? Nice.
Yeah, I'm very fortunate.
You
think?
Your mommy and daddy can move out? I thought, you know, you were gonna say that they moved out after Mario was killed, and which is understandable.
No. Yeah,
but
no,
for
no,
them
no.
to move out
they
before... Maybe
yeah.
a little, it's time, when are you going to cut the umbilical cord? At some point, maybe?
Well, it's my house. They're living in my house. So, but
wow.
No, I'm very grateful because they've helped raise the kids. And so, especially when everything was going on and it was very chaotic, I could just go and leave and do what I needed to do early on. And so that was really helpful. And they've just been an additional support system for the kids. There was no like transitional period or anything like that. They were just there to help and already in place. So I'm grateful in that sense. But yeah, no, I'm lucky. we're close, obviously.
Oh my God. Yeah,
very close.
You think? That's awesome. I'm a little bit jealous, I think, of people like you. Yeah, I was abandoned at a relatively early age, and they were like, yeah, visit, don't hang out long enough. I wanted to ask you, I mean, all that, there was all that, a lot of controversy a month ago.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What was that like to watch?
For me, it was cut and dry, because I was in, well, I
mean, okay, hold on. What we're talking about is the president made phone calls to the fan, to the women, the wives that would accept them. The president called those women and attempted to articulate, I think, things that General Kelly had told him that resonated with him.
Right.
But a couple things. One, Donald Trump isn't Joe Dunford in terms of delivering that kind of message. He doesn't have his experience, and I certainly don't think he has his bedside manner.
Sure.
So that while the president gets high marks for effort, he's in uncharted water for him, doing something that he certainly doesn't seem to be that good at. But again, you have to give him,
I do.
For trying. And,
I
do. And the fact that wires could get crossed is understandable, and I'll stop there. So, but you watching that, so now that everybody understands what we're talking about, your thoughts as you were watching it?
No, for me it was very cut and dry. I mean, obviously I didn't have the president calling me, but I did have some of Mario's superiors calling me, some of which I knew, some of which I did not know, high ranking. And for me, I instantly put myself in their shoes, especially the ones that did not know me, that were taking the time to reach out and convey support. So I was very appreciative of that. In the situation with the president, I feel like he took the time to want to make those calls. He felt the need to make those calls, and he did seek counsel from General Kelly, and he was there. General Kelly, as I understand, was there in the room. So I can understand that it's a raw and sensitive time for those spouses, but at the same time, he was doing his best, I think. or what he felt was the right thing to do. For me personally, I was also trying to, when I was in those situations receiving calls, trying to put Mario as sort of the center of the call, and that I was doing what he would want me to do. I was taking the calls. I was, you know, doing my best to be gracious, even though I might not have felt like talking,
right.
And to really honor his memory and his service. So, I, you know, the other Gold Star families that I've spoken to about this, we feel like, you know, he took the time. You know, he wanted to call. It was innately there that he wanted to extend his condolences. So, I applaud him in that sense, honestly.
Okay,
for doing that.
I have some more specific questions relative to the incident. And just mm-hmm. so you know, Jennifer's husband, Lieutenant Colonel Mario Sugar Bear Carrazzo, you'll understand the Sugar Bear piece here in a little bit, was killed in action in Afghanistan. He's a Cobra pilot on the 22nd of July in 2010. Okay, so this thing gets sideways. She doesn't understand some of the things he says. For instance, he was with the people he, you know, cared about, doing what he wanted to do, is essentially mm-hmm. Dunford's message to Kelly when Kelly's son is killed on November 9th of 2010. And,
exactly.
And it resonates with Kelly. Kelly understands it. A wife might not see it so much. But
see, I do.
The Keiko is standing there, right? So I want you to talk about, because to me, what's unforgivable in all this is everybody that goes there from the government is there to lighten your burden. Okay.
Absolutely.
Do you have a concern about his personal effects? Do you have, you know, what are you worried about? What can we help with? Everybody goes there to lighten the load of the family, in particular the spouse, who's bearing this burden. So when you're the Keiko and you're watching this thing kind of dust up afterwards, to me, it should be a phone call to whoever set up that phone call in the chief of staff's office and say, hey, there's some issues with the phone call. And somebody probably should call again because she didn't understand these things. And so,
right.
and then for the representative, I'll give her the benefit of the doubt that she had every good intention of being there. But when she sees it, she has the same obligation as a representative of our government who's there to help. And so for her not to call the chief of staff of the White House and say, this didn't go right, she has the same moral responsibility as a casualty assistant officer does. And for her to say, I'm not doing that, I'm going to walk out in front of a camera, is to me reprehensible.
Well, there's your gap or your glitch there. My Kaka, we're still good friends. He was wonderful. He was a friend of Mario's. I could not, from the Marine Corps in general, I could just not have asked for more support. And I've said this to you before, we are still receiving support. My load was definitely lightened. I have heard horror stories about CACOs where they just come in, they rush, here, sign the forms. The spouses, the Gold Star wives, are not given that time to really kind of look over their benefits, figure out what they need. It's a rush. And in some cases, it's a couple of days, if even that. That was not my scenario at all. So I totally agree and understand with what you're saying, but that might not have been the case. They also may have just been completely overwhelmed with so many other responsibilities that they did just sort of let that slide by. There could be, you know, they're planning the funerals, they're helping with the benefits, they're helping with finances. I mean, they're coordinating you know, getting families in.
There's no excuse. I know you're trying to be gracious, but to me, and what you're describing to me is very disappointing because, first of all,
what I'm driving at is that there's from what stories I've heard from other families, a lot of times the training, the care is not there from the CACO perspective. They're not really in there doing what they should be doing. Ideally, that's what people think, or that's what the intention is. But I've heard more bad than good stories. Yeah.
Okay, you're making me sad. This interview's over. Well, first thing I'll tell you is that I know guys who are incredibly brave in combat,
mm-hmm.
who run from the word CACO. Casualty Assistance Case Officer is what CACO stands for.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed a guy who was a recruiter, who was an infantry guy in Vietnam. I served in Vietnam, came back, went on recruiting duty, and typically you have around the country, the only people that are in certain areas are recruiters,
mm-hmm.
and they do casualty assistance notification calls. And he did over 100 of them in 1968, 1969.
Yeah.
If you can imagine that. He finally called up the monitor, and he said, I can't do this anymore. You have to get me out of here.
Yeah.
And the monitor said, the only place that I can send you is Vietnam. And he said, that's fine.
Yeah.
That's how... But that's no excuse for not going there and helping and being patient and being what you're supposed to be there, which is
exactly
an asset. And it's very disheartening to hear that.
Yeah, but that's been my experience of what I've been told from other Gold Star families, parents, spouses. Again, not my situation
right at
all. Not at all my situation. And it was enlightening or shocking for me to hear that. I thought everybody had the experience that I had, and it was not the case. And it's very sad, and it's wrong. It shouldn't be that way. This service member gives their life to our nation. They should be there to support the families. For an extended period of time, because an extended period of time is needed, and it's often not the case.
All right, now I'm pissed. Okay, so what's the takeaway that people that watch that, if you could give them any advice relative to that? What were your thoughts on her going public? And again, I'm not a Democrat or Republican. I'm not a partisan person. If it was a Republican, I think I would have the same reaction. Like I understand you doing that. If you would have made a phone call to the chief of staff and he spoke to you and said, "Hey, Mac, mind your business." He made the call. We're done with it. We're out.
Right.
If he said that, I'd say, okay. Take this, then. Here you go. But short of that, your thoughts about her going public with that?
Yeah, for me, it goes back to I would wanted to have honored Mario.
Right.
And knowing how he would wanted me to have, that's from 1950s, but how he would want me to sort of conduct myself in that, probably he would just be like, let it go. But she's pregnant.
Sure.
She has children.
Right.
You know, there was a lot of speculation. There still is regarding his death.
Right.
So it's a lot. So I can understand again where she's raw. She's angry. She's hurting, and you don't know what you're going to do in that situation until you're in that situation. You also don't know what her support system is telling her, what they're encouraging her to do. Because in that sense, I mean. You rely a lot on family and friends and the advice that they're giving you. So I honestly can't really fault her either way because you just don't know what her mindset is at that point. I don't think that would have been how I would have chosen to react or to have done. But you know you just I don't know. You just can't really say until you're in that position.
So now we're back to blaming the CACO, right? I mean, bottom line, if you're there, you got to pick up the phone and let the White House know so they can fix it. That's what you're there for. You're the wolf in Pulp Fiction. You're there to fix things, okay?
Exactly.
And so you've been traveling. You just, last time when I called you to come on, you said, no, Mac, I can't. I'm busy, so it's time to pay for that little. Yeah, it's time to pay for that little act of aggression. But you were back in Annapolis at an annual event that you guys attend.
Very.
Tell us what they do.
They honor fallen the fallen alumni, which is very nice. This is the second year my son and I have gone back for that, and they recognize the families out on the football field during the game, which is lovely. And they have a brunch for us beforehand, and we went to the tailgater with his class. And so it was really nice. It's very special. The Academy is a special place for me because Mario and I met because of his affiliation there. We met in Pensacola, where I'm from. So it's just a very special place for me, and I love going back there. It was his dream to graduate from there, and I was able to be there when he graduated. I always have a good time when I'm back in the area. And, in fact, we're now working with his class. Sugar Bear Foundation is working with the class of 91 to help raise funds for the children of deceased classmates. We want to assist with their educational needs, and so we're starting to work on that. So I'm very excited. I definitely think it's a great cause for us to be involved in, and very special to me because of Mario.
I'm curious about the benefits relative to education for children. I know that there's certain benefits that,
right.
For instance, Purple Heart recipients receive, and I know that I can, you know, I gave my GI Bill education mm-hmm. benefits to my kids before I got off active duty. Tell me about the education of the offspring of those who are killed in action.
Well, those that are killed in action, we do receive, or my children will receive, or have been receiving already, especially like with Folds of Honor. They are assisting us. My children are in private school, and they've been assisting us for the last 7 years.
Okay, but that's not a federal program. That's a private foundation,
right.
Yes?
Exactly.
Okay.
Yes, correct. So, but that's, I guess, the point that I was driving at is there's a lot of organizations out there now that are supporting the children that are of the fallen to receive that support. What we're also doing, though, with his class is we are trying to support those that weren't killed in action, that, you know, maybe served 8 or 10 years, got out, and then for whatever reason passed.
Okay.
And so because they aren't receiving those benefits.
Got it.
But the family member did serve, so our class member did serve. So we're trying to assist in that arena as well.
Okay, that's awesome. All right, now switch gears. Tell everybody what the Sugar Bear Foundation is.
So we support programs and initiatives that support surviving military spouses and their children, for Gold Star wives and Gold Star children. We raise funds and promote causes that are programs that support those families. Part of our mission, and kind of touching on what we were talking about before, you know, it's great to see this movement where we're honoring our fallen heroes, and we should. But I like to say take it a step further and remember the families that are left behind, because these families need support, and it's ongoing. It's not just, you know, that first year or second year, but it's ongoing, especially when there's children involved, because those children are growing up without a mother or without a father, and they need that to support, and they need to know that we as a nation are there for them. And I got involved because my family, my children, we did receive that support, and we just have been embraced, especially by the Marines, and I wanted to give back, and we wanted to give back in Mario's name. So that's kind of a bit of an overview of what we do.
Did you know how cool Marines are when you met your husband? Did you know how cool we are as a group?
I sort of did. A little bit
you
of an insight on that.
No, you had no idea, did you? No,
I did. And it was funny because initially he was thinking of going Navy.
And then
decided right before he selected from the Academy that he wanted to go Marine Air, and he got it.
Which department would I want to be in? The men's department, of course, right?
We have a lot of friends who are Navy, so I'm going to
go Navy. Okay. So did you realize how cool Marines were, though?
I did. And honestly, again, it goes back to after we lost Mario.
No, I'm talking about before that.
Well, I did. I did, especially when he was in flight school and getting to know some of the guys and stuff like that. They're just all really good guys. And then just getting to know the spouses. And we had, I mean, during his 20 years of service, we had a good time. We had a really good time. And we just met awesome people. He could not have asked for a better.
Well, see, I'll give you a little interesting little morsel here. Marines are, they're different. Right?
Yes.
They're different.
In a good way.
Most of the time. And, I spoke at a birthday ball recently and I said, you know, what makes the Marine Corps different? And the answer is you do. When you sat in those offices to be recruited and you looked at all the things everybody offered, you, in your uninformed youth, looked at that Marine Corps propaganda with all those guys with very small waists, very angry faces, screaming and yelling, and you looked at that and said, "Yeah, I want some of that." That's a different human
different
being.
Mindset.
Yeah, that's a different. Now, but here's what I find truly unique. How about the girls that are attracted to those bozos? That's a very special group. So, okay, look, I get him. Okay, because we're not that different. But you look at him and you say, Romeo, like, what is wrong with you? So did you go through that whole, like, geez, I'm a girl from Florida, you know, I don't know if this is right for me. You had no idea just how cool we were, did you? None.
I think I'm taking the fifth by this question.
Exactly. So I find it very interesting, like, you are much more interesting than he is. He's a doofus. He's not right in the head. But you think he's cool, which makes you suspect. Because you're like look like a normal human being. Interesting. So, Jennifer, you've been doing the Sugar Bear Foundation for how long now?
A little over a year. Yeah. We formed in May of 2016. We went public in September of that year, and so we just hit the year mark a little over a year now.
So give me, if I could ask you, give me two lessons learned, the top two things that you've learned a year of running your own nonprofit, a year of doing philanthropic work in an area that is near and dear to our hearts, certainly. Give me those two lessons.
I think time management. Especially being a mom, and I also teach college. I think time management.
Come on, your parents live with you. Woody, are you kidding me?
Oh yeah, living a cush life.
You have your parents living with you, and you still have time management issues? Oh my god.
I'm very busy teenager, so probably time management and being open to suggestions and lessons learned from other people that you value and respect within this industry. That's, you know, people that really know what they're doing and they've been successful at it, to be open to listening to them and getting their insight. I think some of the best advice I've received is from people that are within the same field and are doing this and doing it well.
Do you have much contact with the Semper Fi Fund?
I actually know a lot of people that work for them. Yes, I know several wives that work for them, and they're doing great work.
Oh my God! And let me tell you, they raise a ton of money.
They do.
If you want to stay on the good side of certain people, do not irritate the Semper Fi Fund women. Okay.
I don't think I could. But
don't do that, because first of all, when you look at charities, 3% of 3% of what you donate goes to some form of administrative costs. Everything else goes to programs. And you can contrast that with any organization around the country, and that is absolutely positively out of the park. And it has its origin in the Blue Diamond of the 1st Marine Division and 1MEF during the war, when Key Wives still occupied.
Yes.
As we went to war, Key Wives were still the mechanism that mm-hmm. support and information moved. And those women were quickly overwhelmed by the number of Marines that were killed and wounded, and then the requirements of all, you know, families at Brook Army Medical Center in San Antonio having to stay there for extended period of time because somebody's in the burn ward, all the complications that come from he didn't change his life insurance. It's still his his mother name. And they dealt with that, and they have built an incredible organization that still does awesome stuff and I've got an email question, and I'll kind of dovetail that comment into this email. Mac, I'm curious about caregiver support. One of the enduring tasks that these women didn't sign up for was to be caregivers for life to somebody who has a traumatic brain injury. It is one of the most incredible things I've ever seen, the selflessness of these women. And where did they go for help? Where did they go for support? Has Jennifer been involved in any of that?
Personally, I have not, but I think the resource there is the Elizabeth Dole Foundation.
Right.
They are doing wonderful work. Hope for the Warriors is another great organization that is doing excellent work. So I would say those two, Elizabeth Dole and Hope for the Warriors, definitely can support those women, those families.
Right. And the Elizabeth Dole Foundation comes about because Elizabeth Dole is a lifetime caregiver,
yep,
because Bob Dole was disabled in World War II, mm-hmm, and you didn't notice that much. He normally kept his hand, you know, as people learn with disabilities to do, to mask it so that they don't get, mm-hmm, looked at as any different than anybody else. But she's been a lifetime caregiver, I'm sure, not, mm-hmm, only in terms of physical injuries, but psychological ones as well. And,
right,
and also, quite interestingly enough, probably run in for her, in terms of her entire life, she's probably crossed paths with other caregivers,
sure,
from World War II, Korea, Vietnam, and has always held that, but doing great stuff. The so you guys have you're not in a hurry, I hope, are you?
No.
Okay. All right.
I
again,
time.
I know
for
time.
This
time management. Hello.
Okay. I'm on it.
Exactly. All right, we're gonna take a quick break. It'll be about 4 minutes, and when we come back, the Sugar Bear Foundation has an event coming up. We're gonna talk about that. So don't touch that dial. More of All Marine Radio on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. Coming up next, right here on the All Warrior Radio Network. Are you looking for the perfect gift for somebody who's in the military, for a first responder, for a hunter, for an outdoorsman, or somebody that just likes cool military stuff? I've got the perfect gift for you. The Battle Mug. Starts at 10 pounds of aluminum. It's milled, machined, anodized, adorned with Picatinny rails, and then stamped with the serial number, and it's ready for you to make your own. Anything that went on your rifle or pistol can go on your mug. Scope, laser, camera, light. Put a lid on it, and you're ready for the field. If you're inside, add a flag and an emblem, and you're set. Perfect for any commemorative event. Farewell, promotion, retirement, birthday, anniversary, or get out of the doghouse. The Battle Mug is the perfect unique gift. Check out the entire line of product at BattleMug.com. Enter the promo code Marine for 15% off. Battle Mug is a veteran-owned and operated company. The product is made entirely in the United States. Check it out. BattleMug.com.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Mac, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner's looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the group can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nelson. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
I'm an individual member. I joined the Global South Foundation because I believe in what it can do. and I also wanted to stay tied to the community that I was part of.
The benefits for individual members of the Global Thought Foundation are two things. One is networking, keeping in touch with the community, developing new relationships at any stage of your career. And secondly, it helps people stay abreast and up to date on the latest issues that the thought community should be aware of.
The Global Thought Foundation is a great partner of All Marine Radio. Find out more about them at globalsoftfoundation.org/Marines.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All I can say about MilitaryByOwner.com is, wow, I listed my house on your website for only 2 weeks in a tough rental market, and now my house is about to get rented. I will definitely recommend you guys to everyone in the military. Thank you.
Are you located near a military base? Advertise with Military by Owner for optimum exposure to the military community. Military by Owner has experience helping military families find, sell, or rent their home near a military base for the past 15 years. MilitaryByOwner.com, proven and dependable.
We all have the ability to touch the lives of those around us. Moms, dads, neighbors, teachers, friends. These are the people who are always there to listen when we need to talk. Though their actions may not always be monumental, they are always felt. To someone going through a difficult time, a text, a call, or a visit can mean so much. Reach out to the veterans in your life today. Let them know they're not alone. One simple act can make all the difference. That's the power of one. If you're a veteran in crisis or know one who is, visit VeteransCrisisLine.net for free 24/7 confidential support. Or call 1-800-273-8255 and press 1.
You're listening to All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network. I decided to play happy music. since I'm irritated with the whole Keiko thing. Do you think it's so? Let me ask you a follow up on that. I was sitting here thinking of it. Do you think it's a lack of training? Do you think it's just being uncomfortable with the circumstances? Because it's not like, you know, other than the Marine I knew from Vietnam, who did 100 of them, it's not like you get a lot of reps at this, or is it a combination of both? How do we make it better?
I think there's a couple different factors. One, I think it's just sort of putting people in there just to fill the billet, so to speak. I think also because of the wars, because we're losing so many men and women, that there's not a lot of time perhaps for the training or the proper training. So I think there's several factors in there. You know, it really takes a special person to be able to do it and to do it right. So I think there's several reasons there. I think the timing, all of that, I think it's been very fast paced. And there, in some scenarios, it's just not being done right. And it's sadly, it might be looked upon as just not that important. So there's not a lot of importance put on, or not a lot of training put into it. So it's sad. I mean, and that's kind of, I mean, to connect with us, with Sugar Bear, that's kind of what I'm trying, or what we're trying to do too, is not just raise funds for these different organizations, but also awareness, like I said before, just, you know, to remember that these families, our lives have been changed. And, you know, we want to help give them the easiest path possible after losing a service member, because they deserve it. Right. They deserve to have an easy path after this. And so, you know, I think part of the reason why myself and my family is doing so well is because of the time that our CACO put into everything and just, you know, the Marines in general in supporting us. And then that extends to the spouses, you know, MARA COs, everything. I know they're still there for us. And that makes a difference. It really makes a difference, I think, with the overall outcome of the family's well-being.
I'm disturbed.
Hopefully we've shed some light in a positive way, but yeah, I've heard more negative stories than I have. In fact, I was in a training group, a meeting once, and we kind of had to go around and talk about our experience. And it was myself and another Marine spouse. We were the only two that had good, positive experiences to share. And the rest, it was all different branches of the military.
What kind of group was it?
It was a board that I was sitting on, okay. For Gold Star families.
Okay.
And it was like kind of a training meeting that we were going through.
I wonder if the Marine Corps knows that. Do they know that?
I mean, I always I'm probably their biggest PR representative. I tell everyone that our experience was positive. I hope so. I mean, I really do. But
yeah, I would just say.
When I get the opportunity, I convey that as best I can.
You know, I to me though, you know, part of this is geographical. You know, to be honest, you know, Jennifer, you're lucky because you live near the squadron, right?
Exactly.
And you knew the other wives. And I mean, if you're a family member and you're not close. And,
sure.
And the local recruiter that has no connection to you shows up. That makes a difference. But it's not an excuse.
No, exactly.
It's not an excuse. And while that person may have to make the initial notification, in my opinion, you know, we should, our best and brightest should be involved in this because, you know, this is incredibly huge stuff, and it's mm-hmm. the guarantee that, you know, we all go forward with is that, you know, if something happens to me, your family's going to be treated with dignity and respect. And so,
right.
So we have to do that. So I just, you know, I can hear people saying, well, you got to understand that, you know, we don't, you know, in Southern California, it's one thing. I mean, heck, in most of California, it's one thing, you know, Navy, Marine Corps. But,
right.
You know, other places, it's not like that. And so my response would be, okay, I get that for the initial 24 hours and the initial notification. But within 24 hours, an adult should get there. A mature, you know, top-tier person should get there to help do problem solving and work this, yes?
I mean, I've heard scenarios. I mean, generally, the CACO is supposed to be at the same rank. Or that's my understanding. I have known other officer wives who've had CACOs that were not of the same rank,
right.
That were much lower, and so they didn't really understand like the pay or the benefits,
right.
and that's another component of it is providing that assistance, because that's important.
See, I don't. Like, how does that happen? You know, and again, we're not talking about the initial notification. We're talking about somebody who would be there shortly thereafter or as soon as
right.
they could humanly get them there that
right.
would be responsible for you know, being your custodian.
Because yeah. that process starts right,
right
away. I
right.
mean, as soon as you're notified. I mean, there's decisions that have to be made, like, pretty quickly. And so if you don't have the right person or people in there with you, or that have the understanding that this individual just lost, you know, their partner in life,
their world.
And, or their child. I mean, if you don't have the right people around you, that makes a huge difference. I mean, and it really can sort of stop some further issues that could arouse because of this. So it's you would think. And you would think out of respect to the service member that was lost, to pay tribute to them, pay honor to them, that they would want to make sure that the best is there for the family.
Yeah, that's interesting.
In the days forward. Yeah.
So I need to get them on the radio. No, and just so we can better understand it, and also, you know, the Commandant's a friend of mine. He was my battalion commander when I was a company commander, and I'm his favorite company commander. He said as much. Exactly. And so, no, it's disturbing to hear that. And again, it was just painful to watch that episode a month ago. And then, you know, to see her go on Good Morning America or wherever she went on. And with everything else she's dealing with, now she's on national TV.
Yeah.
And dealing with all the fallout and the backlash, you know, and I'm convinced the worst invention on the planet, social media. If there's a way we could dial that back and not create that, please somebody figure that out and do that because awful, absolutely, positively awful. Every idiot has a say.
I wasn't even on social media when Mario was killed. It wasn't until after that because people were reaching out and wanting to connect, and so that's when I got on. But I could not have fathomed being on when that was all happening, when we were going through that, to be on kind of consistently and regularly and seeing what people were saying or, you know, stuff like that. I don't think it helps at all.
It's just you read some of it and
you don't need that. You don't need to be dealing with that. I mean, if your
who says that
spouse
who says
or your
that?
Child has just died, you know, in service to our country, you just don't need to be on social media and hearing comments or, you know, political remarks, and it's just not helpful. I think it just fuels the fire. So
and then there's and then you have the crazy people who are protesting.
Yes.
You know,
oh
like
yes.
And you know, again, you watch that and you know you want to kill them. I mean, I hate to say that, but that's what you feel. It's like, wait a minute, these are the most selfless, you know, people. If you could see them when we're forward, the care they take of each other, the care they take of civilians, how they risk their lives. In hot LZs to go in and get guys that are wounded, how they fly at night in the dust to maybe go pick up a child that's had their arm severed or something in some kind of accident.
Right.
Or I mean, and then you sit back here in the United States and you have that to say? And I know it sounds terrible for me to say that, but I mean, if you've done that in your life for an extended period of time, that's the thing that pops into your head is like, I should kill you. I mean, you have no right to say that about them. And so, I mean, not that I would ever do anything, but it's like those things pop into your head. Maybe I should change the subject. Anyway, tell us about you guys have an event coming up here in December.
We have Sugar Bears, Brats, and Brews, which is going to be held at an awesome bar, Spec Ops, in Vista. And we're going to be having the Hound Dogs food truck catering it with brats and hot dogs. And we are raising money for Navy Marine Corps Relief Society. And they have been so gracious to us that they let us sort of pick how we wanted or what we wanted the funding to go towards. And so, of course, we said to their scholarship or scholarships that they offer for it to specifically go towards Gold Star children. So all of the money raised at this event will be going towards Navy Marine Corps Relief and their support of Gold Star children with educational assistance. So very happy about that. So it's December 3rd from 1 to 5 at Spec Ops in Vista. And you can go onto our website to purchase your ticket or make a donation. So if you cannot attend, you can still donate. And that's very much appreciated. So, but hopefully you'll come out because it's a great bar. The food is great. We're going to have great beer tastings, all of it. And it's just a fun atmosphere. And we'll have, you know, representatives there, obviously, from Navy Marine Corps Relief. So you can come out and you can learn a little bit more about what they're doing, what we're doing, and hopefully support these Gold Star families.
Tell everybody how the Sugar Bear Foundation supports other foundations. Tell everybody what you do.
So we for the most part, we do these different events. And in doing these events like this, like most people, even in the Gold Star community, they might not know that Navy Marine Corps Relief supports Gold Star families, but they do. And so by us hosting these different events, these different fundraisers, and we generally do them at really cool bars, and they're very casual. I mean, generally our price point for tickets are $25, but through hosting these different events and raising funds for these organizations, you also get to know about the organization. And like this to me is just perfect because most of my friends or my Gold Star spouses, they didn't know that Navy Marine Corps Relief can help them, can assist their children when it's time for college with grants and scholarships. So, I mean, it's also, like I said before, it's raising awareness about these programs that are out there for these families. But, and they need both. They need the funding and they need their awareness raised. And so generally this is what we do. We generally host, you know, get together like this at a really nice bar, and we charge a small fee, and there's food and drinks usually, and then we just, you know, kind of get together, and we celebrate Mario, and we continue doing what he set out to do, and that was to serve and give back. And so we're doing that in his name, and we give the money to a really good organization that's going to help these Gold Star families.
You know, to show you what a respectful person I am, I did not I observed that, you know, normally these things involve an event at a bar, and so that's simply to get people the people to come out and have a good time. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, yes, but also like this bar in particular, you know, it's veteran run. It's
right.
Veteran owned, veteran run, and they're doing really good work in the community. They're involved in a lot of these different fundraisers and charities to help give back to our military community. And so that's we try to pick
tie it all together.
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you. I'm good like that. All right. So all you have to do is come. And so how does the fundraising happen? So when I'm there,
I make a donation. You can just by purchasing a ticket and coming and attending, you can, like I said, if you can't make it, you can go onto our page and make a donation towards this event. Generally, when people are there, they will donate some additional funds, which is very nice. But, yes, just by us hosting the event and getting people to attend, that's the money that we raise. So it's important people come.
Okay. So what? Anything else on your horizon?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we're working. We also have our scholarship that's sponsored by RF Lambda. We are up to $14,000 now, and that our scholarship in Mario's name, that is going until Monday, January 29th. We need to have applications in by Monday, January 29th, and that will be awarded to either a San Diego or Orange County Gold Star child for college. They can be in college already. They can be applying to college, but we partnered with them a few months ago, and this is going to be an annual thing that we're doing now. Very excited. This was something that came out of the blue. We're very happy to be working with them. We're also working on some additional scholarships and internships and a few other special events coming up that I can't really talk about yet, but that are definitely going to try to help Gold Star spouses and their children. And like I said, trying to help create a better, easier path for them, especially within the maybe career choices, educational options, all of that. So I'm very excited. We've had a lot of support. We're getting a lot of great offers to do things and to give back. And hopefully, like I said, we're raising awareness in the meantime.
What has been the best part of being you're the president and CEO of the Sugar Bear Foundation. What is your official title?
Chairman. I'm the chairman of the Sugar Bear Foundation. Yes. And you know my board members. You know one of my board members, our treasurer.
Exactly.
You know.
Exactly. We'll leave that alone. What's
I think we're gonna go there.
What's the best part? What's been the best part of it?
Oh, for me personally, it's, like I said, it's continuing to do what Mario set out to do. He wanted to serve. And while he was serving, he really tried to take care of the men and women that he worked with. And he cared about their families. So I feel in sort of a small way, we're continuing to do that. We're continuing to, we're, you know, trying to take care of these families in his honor. And so that's the best part to me. When I see, like, I did a post yesterday, we're going to be having our fundraiser in January again for Angels of America's Fallen. when I see the money that we raise have an impact, especially here locally on other Gold Star wives or children that I know, when they're benefiting from these fundraisers, I see that. It's just amazing. And I know it would make him happy. So I think that's the best part of it for me. It's just kind of continuing what he wanted to do.
Is there a website or a place that people can visit? And can they follow you on Twitter?
Oh, yes. We're on Twitter, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram, and our website is www.thesugarbearfoundation.org. I'm on personally on Twitter as well. Yeah.
All right. First of all, Jennifer, thank you for coming on this morning and doing this.
Thank you.
I always appreciate your comments on whatever is going on in the world in terms of current events, and thanks for talking about that, because you give us a perspective that, you know, most of us will certainly never have, as try as we might want to being empathetic and understanding. We have not walked in your moccasins, so we certainly don't know what you go through. But I just want to compliment you on the work that you've done, and I don't think you truly in life ever appreciate help so much as when you truly do need it.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the work you're doing is constantly, you know, reaching back out to Gold Star families and saying, hey, we're here for you, we care, you know. And I think is just as important in terms of, you know, ongoing treatment for guys with the physical wounds of war and guys and men and women who have the emotional trauma of war that they deal with is also, two other really, really important things. One is Gold Star families and making sure that they consistently stay tied to us and know how much we care.
Exactly.
And two, and then right after that is what Elizabeth Dole is tackling, and that is people who become caregivers for life and making sure that they're supported and giving all the emotional support they need, that they get out on vacations and things like that so that they can recharge themselves, you know, and kind of taking care of the whole thing and look, it's great to put wreaths on graves. Okay, but there's work to be done with real, live, living people that need help just as much. And I know that feels good, and I would never denigrate that, but that's a piece of it. And these other pieces are huge pieces, and you're helping with that. I've got an email for you.
So,
Mac, where did the idea of helping other organizations come from? Because when you see most people get involved, they start their own, and they dedicate it to something. Where did this concept of helping people that already have initiatives going on come from? That is kind of interesting.
For me, because there were so many good organizations out there already that are supporting families like mine. And so it was kind of like, why reinvent the wheel? Why not help what's already out there and continue doing what they're doing so that they can serve more families, they can provide more assistance? So it's kind of my idea, to be honest, because it just didn't seem like a good use of time to try to do what somebody else was already doing. I thought, why not kind of shed some light on these other organizations and help them raise funds, and it would in the end hopefully make a bigger impact. And so,
interesting. That's
kind of the, yeah.
All right. I just got a text message that said this. In 1967, casualty notification, zero training, told by the adjutant to go notify a family in a bad section of Brooklyn by myself, took 3 hours to knock on the door in the apartment building. Then it all turned bad. Worst experience of my life. Much better now. And that's, you know, guys say this, and that's after a year of service in Vietnam.
Yeah, no, I mean, you have to look at it. Strides have been made. I mean, obviously,
right.
It's just there's still glitches. There's still things that need to be improved upon, like anything else. So, and again, putting yourself in that person's position, I couldn't fathom, especially if you don't know the family, having to knock on the door, having to go in and give that news.
Yeah, again, I know brave guys who want, I don't want to say want no part of it, because everybody would do it because you're doing it for the right reasons, but
right.
are terrified of it in a way that they're
sure.
not terrified to go get shot at. It's sure. really interesting to hear Marines talk about it, you know, and when this whole issue comes up, you know, guys get serious lumps and you know, everyone, I say guys, I mean that generically, but
yeah.
but people get a huge lump in their throat. Because of not only the stories that they, but I don't have any background in this. What do I do? How do I do it?
Yeah.
Who's going to coach me? Oh, no, you're the coach.
Yeah.
What? Okay. All right. And, but, you know, I think the whole, the empathy piece and there's people at the other end of your cell phone that can give you just about every answer. Your job there is to be a mature presence, a reassuring presence, and a problem solver. You're not going to have all the answers, for God's sakes, but
right.
you know, you can certainly get them in short order. But the biggest thing you're supposed to do is to be a presence that they can count on, that they feel comfortable with, and all
a
of that.
Resource.
Yeah,
a resource. A solid resource.
It sounds
yeah.
like we can do better at that, though. So, anyway. All right, well, Jennifer, first of all.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
No,
you're always so great to reach out, and I appreciate it.
Well, now that you said yes and not blowing me off, thank you. Thank you for doing that. I get mad when I see that you guys are doing something and you didn't call and say, Mac, it's time. It's time.
I'll be texting you in a few
weeks
then.
Consider yourself put on notice. Whenever you have an event, I would love to help. And I will try to get to the one in December. What day is it on?
Sunday, the 3rd. They're always on Sunday. We always do one Sunday.
I could get that.
Generally after church.
Nice.
Good
well,
Catholics that we are.
Well done.
So then you can come drink afterwards.
That is,
so no, it's Sunday, December 3rd at 1.
I would tell you that is like quintessentially Catholic too.
Exactly.
All right. Jennifer Carrazzo, the chairman of the Sugar Board Foundation. The Sugar Bear Foundation. So have a good day. Thank you. Good luck.
Thank you so much. Mm-hmm. Okay. Bye-bye.
There you have it. Yeah, you know what? I don't want to dwell on the Keiko thing, but it's interesting when you try to research that, it's hard to find information. It's hard to find information about the history. For instance, somebody emailed one day and said, hey, when did we start doing notifications? Because, you know, World War II, and I think in Korea, they all got telegrams, right? I said, well, I don't know if that's right or not. You know, and so I've looked, and I can't find anything. So if anybody out there has found anything relative to the history of Keiko and when we started actually going to doors and notifying, I would love to see that. I don't know if you remember the program. God, I should play it because it's really interesting. But I had a guy on who did a series of Keiko notifications, and one of them was, he wanted to be buried at sea, and he talked about the process that he went through, to go ahead and do that, you know, contacting the destroyer squadron and who had the expertise to do a burial at sea. So, all right, we're gonna take a break. The gunner's been out dealing with his dog this morning. So we'll get an update on that, and then we'll talk about Kyle Carpenter's medevac. which I trust me, you'll find it interesting, just the whole process and what our air officers did. So stand by. Don't go anywhere. More of All Marine Radio. Coming up next, my thanks to Jennifer Carrazzo. She is she's a very gracious woman, and aside from her inability to manage her time, she's a stud. So, Mike Musselman, the gunner, the people's choice, coming up next on a Tuesday edition before Thanksgiving on the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when the grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs at allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs at allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.